Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, there's not enough talking that we can do about the current environment, right? The extreme volatility that we've seen, not just in the stock markets, but the bond markets, gold, I mean, everything, commodity prices, it's just everything is just extremely volatile. It's creating a lot of fear and anxiety for people.
Normally on a show like this, when you talk about the markets, you bring on a guest that will talk about the stock markets. Then you bring on a guest that will talk about the bond markets. Then you bring on a guest that can talk about commodities and another one for about currencies.
Yep.
You've got multi-assets. You'll need multiple disciplines, yep, multiple viewpoints. Now, well, we don't have 13 hours to to share with all the knowledge. So how do you get all those expertise, yep, into one itty-bitty 10-minute segment? You bring a multi-asset management team on board, and that's where we have Michael Sagar, Vice President of Multi-Asset and Currency at CIBC Asset Management. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. Good to be here. Thank you.
Let's give our viewers and listeners a bit of a refresher on what exactly is a multi-asset investment. What is it, the mandate, and how does it work?
It really is trying to get as many investment opportunities, as many ways to add value and to diversify everything else that's in the portfolio. So multi-asset covers an ability to invest in equities, in bonds, but also in alternatives like currency and commodities. Different from a traditional balanced fund that tends to be long only, multi-asset can go long and short. So you've got all of these different levers that you can use that you know, more often than not is going to add a different source of return that diversifies, that is additive to what you already have in the core long-only portfolio.
Michael, thank you for that definition. Let's just talk about the current environment, if you will. So maybe you could give us your thoughts coming into this year, what you were anticipating, and then up to this point in time, and you know, most specifically over the last, you know, call it a month or so, this extreme volatility. Love to get your opinion on sort of the build up to this point in time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were certainly looking for inflation to go up. So, you know, as far back as a year or so ago, we were writing on it, but we weren't expecting it to go up as far as it has. And nor were the Bank of Canada or the Fed or the rest of the market, I think. And so that's been the biggest surprise. Not only that inflation is higher than we've become used to, but it's more prevalent in more of the economy. So, you know, it started out at the end of last year, beginning of this year, as being driven by some supply bottlenecks. You know, there were some shortages in the world. Computer chips were short, which pushed up, say, the prices of new cars, secondhand cars. That was fairly limited. What we've seen subsequent over the last few months is a broadening in the sources of inflation, and particularly into there being too much demand in the world economy. And you can see that, I think, by how hot labor markets are and how hot housing markets are right now. So that inflation is higher is not a surprise. That it's this high and this prevalent, that's been the big surprise, and it's jolted central banks into action. And that's where a lot of the volatility has come from.
When you look at the volatility happening now, and you've identified some key areas of where the root cause can be, put yourself in the central bank's view. And the reason why I'm asking this question is because there are schools of thought out there that believe that this is going to be a soft landing. And there's a school of thought out there, this is going to be a very challenging, the recession word is now out, and we have to go into recession to get out of this. What are your thoughts in regards to handling this volatility going forward, economically first, and that will lead to the markets? Do you believe as a central banker, they can let's take the Federal Reserve, can they actually contain this and make it a soft landing? Or are we going into a recession where it's going to actually really hurt us?
Yeah, it's really the question. So our view, just to give you that, and then I'll put myself in the mind of a central banker. Our view is that soft landing is still the most likely, but risks of a hard landing have definitely gone up. And the reason they've gone up is because, you know, there's more inflation and so more to do in terms of policy. But it's not just more to do for the Fed or for the Bank of Canada. Most central banks are grappling with the same problem at the same time. And they've got fairly blunt tools to do it. You know, you raise an interest rate and then you sit back and you watch what happens. That's in terms of what it impacts a very complicated machine called the economy. And so when everybody's trying to achieve the same objective and they're trying to catch up to where they should have been, that's a big risk. So our best guess is a smooth landing, but hard landing risk has definitely gone up. So then if I put myself in as a central banker, you know, if you go back to 2018 and I'm Jerome Powell, chair of the Fed, I start to raise interest rates back then. Equity markets sell off by, you know, call it 10% in round numbers, and I back off. I stop tightening. In fact, I loosen because I don't want the equity market to go down. This time around, it's different. Because of the amount of inflation in the economy, they can't stop tightening because that would just allow inflation at 5, 7, 8% to get embedded. So they've got a different problem this time. They have to keep tightening, which means that they are going to inflict pain on markets as they've done so far. How much more pain is the big question, but they have to keep going with the tightening despite the volatility. So that's a big difference this time around.
Michael, there's talk also of stagflation, and I know on Thursday, the Deputy Governor, Bank of Canada, was speaking about that and was quite clear about the fact that he doesn't feel the conditions exist for stagflation. Perhaps you could address your thoughts around that.
Yeah, we would agree with him. At the moment, labor markets are hot. They're very tight. You know, if you look at the amount of open job opportunities right now in Canada and the US, it's clear that labor markets are tight. For us to get stagflation would require growth to fall precipitously and inflation to stay high. But you've got to ask yourself, why would those two conditions happen? We think growth is going to slow. It's strong right now, but it will slow to, you know, about its long-term trend. But why will it slow? Well, it will slow because predominantly policymakers are going to tighten interest rates to cool off labor markets, to cool off housing markets. And that sort of takes the steam out of inflation. So that's the reason why we don't think there's going to be stagflation. One way to measure that is the key metric for central banks, which is long-term inflation expectations. They talk about this all the time. What they want to make sure is that inflation expectations remain consistent with their long-term inflation target of 2% year-on-year inflation. So far, they've done that. If inflation expectations start to move higher, they will tighten more. If they didn't, that's the risk of stagflation. But central banks are all in here to make sure that doesn't happen. So I and we agree with the Bank of Canada on that.
Okay, listen, we're going to have to take a quick break here, Michael, but we want you to join us after the break to talk about how investors can position to both protect and profit in a multi-asset environment, a multi-asset world after the break. But we've got our upcoming seminar because people have to get through periods like this in retirement.
Correct, which is probably one of the most vulnerable spots in your retirement when you're going through this type of volatility and have to live off your savings. We're going to show you how you can bulletproof your retirement in these types of scenarios on Tuesday, May 24th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Join us after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.